Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm actually trying something new. It's a Japanese whiskey, Toki, and it's really, really nice actually. It's a smooth whiskey. It's kind of reminds me of a Speyside with a little bit of peatiness, you know, because I like my peaty whiskeys. But yeah, it's really nice. First time I've had a Japanese whiskey, and I'm really enjoying it, so I'd recommend trying that out. When I was 8 years old, my aunt used to take me on weekly train rides in the summer to Burnt Island, which is a little place across the Forth Rail Bridge that connected Edinburgh to the Kingdom of Fife. And it was always something I looked forward to, like the train ride going across the bridge above the River Forth, the Firth of Forth. Just amazing. And the rustic bridge, like the bridge that the trains go over, is like this big sort of orangey, rustic steel bridge, and it's just a fantastic, you know, achievement of engineering. It's crazy. And then once you get to Burnt Island, there's a little cobbled path that takes you from the train station to the main street, and then from there you go down to the seafront where the annual fairground would, you know, reside. And it was moments like that made my otherwise, you know, fairly shitty childhood fun, and I really lived for them. But I also recall seeing Trainspotters for the first time and wondering why they would find trains, you know, so fascinating. I mean, after all, to my 8-year-old self, it was just a piece of metal, you know, that takes us from one place to another, and nowhere near as cool as space rockets. So anyhow, I got a little bit older, and maybe just before my teens, I guess, my adolescent friends and I, we take our own train rides to, you know, Burnt Island and other places. And this time, sadly, whenever we saw Trainspotters, we wouldn't limit our curiosity. You know, we'd yell insults and call them sad. And, you know, why don't they get a real hobby instead of acting like a kid playing with a train set? You know, the fact that we were kids ourselves escaped our common sense. But I guess it was only years later that when I started to appreciate, you know, different things in life for different reasons. And I realized what it was that the people that braved the wind and the rain to follow their passion saw in their beloved trains. Life moves pretty fast, and in this always-on-the-go world that we find ourselves in, it's becoming ever harder to pause and reflect on what we see. Yet if we don't, we miss the opportunity to experience the things that could truly change our lives. The Little Pot of Inspiration aims to be that opportunity, to stop and savour not only the events around us, but the people, the experiences, the sights and sounds. Through these inspiring stories and poems of love, redemption and change, take a moment to really see all the inspirational treasures that are present. Inspiration is all around us. All we have to do is look. Hey, this is Danny here from Podcaster Stories. Thanks so much for listening, and I'd love for you to get the latest episodes when they're released. So make sure to follow on your favourite podcast app or hop on over to podcasterstories.com/listen. If you enjoy the show and want to leave a review, you can do that at podcasterstories.com/review to share your thoughts with listeners just like you. Thanks so much for being part of the Podcaster Stories community. And now, here's this week's episode. So when I was 15, I developed a love for the museum. So this is an example as I got older. And because I was only a short bus ride away, you know, from my home city of Edinburgh, our family moved to the Scottish borders when I was 11. So I'd hop on a bus every weekend and travel back up to the capital so I could go to the museum or maybe watch a movie or visit the science fiction bookstore that I loved to go to at the time. maybe even taking a football match, like real football, you know, what I guess North Americans call soccer, but it's football, guys, okay? But mostly, I continued the love affair I discovered with the Royal Scottish Museum, now the National Museum of Scotland. And, you know, I think it was a field trip that I took, and I fell in love with the museum, and I really just, you know, took to it. And there were a lot of exhibits there that I loved. So there was the dinosaurs, obviously. There was a history of flight. And I really loved the Native American artifacts that, you know, they put a special exhibition on about. But one that always brought me back was the story of how the Fourth Rail Bridge had been built and what it took to maintain. Now, as I mentioned, the Fourth Rail Bridge is the one, you know, the big, huge bridge that we'd go across in the train to get to Burnt Island. Now, for give you an example, the bridge is painted by hand every year, and it takes so long to paint that by the time it's done, it needs a new coat of paint. Can you imagine that? That's your job, just going up and down the bridge every day for a year to finish it, and then you start again. That just, to me, that blew my mind. And this particular exhibit about the bridge, it had a lot of movie you could watch, and that showed how the bridge came together and the dangers, obviously, of building it across the mighty River Forth. And as a complementary part to the history of the bridge, you could also learn about the history of the trains that crossed it upon its opening. Now, at that time, they were the steam power trains that would be the forerunners to the legendary Flying Scotsman, one of, you know, ironically for someone that, you know, used to take the mick out of train spotters, one of my favourite trains ever. It's a beautiful, beautiful train. And it was during these mini history lessons that I finally found the appreciation for the train spotters that my friends and I had teased, you know, when we were younger. And man, I felt like a complete idiot. These were lovers of industry and workmanship. They weren't sad geeks, they were aficionados of a time and an invention we could never have imagined. They were respecters of history and determination. And, you know, when all was said and done, things of beauty and amazement. I mean, after all, could you build a steam engine that could travel from one end of the land to another? Well, I mean, I don't know, maybe some of you are actual engineers. So yeah, you probably could, but me, no, I couldn't do that. And that realization hit me, and it opened me to a new level of determination to find out more about the world around us. And, you know, the amazing things we take for granted just because they've always been with us. I mean, for example, here's a fact I found out as I started to, you know, just Google odd, you know, and for me, interesting, you know, stuff. Did you know, like, the simple zipper that keeps your pants and dresses held together is over 100 years old? Up until 1906, buttons and clasps were the rulers of the day.